knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Today's going to be cloudy. We'll have a chance for some rain, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 48 degrees, and south winds will blow at 15 to 20. Overnight tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain early on, then becoming partly cloudy with a low around 35. Tomorrow sees mostly cloudy skies with a high around 45, west winds blowing at 5 to 15. Tomorrow night, a chance of rain and snow in the evening, then snow possibly mixed with rain overnight, low around 34. And for Wednesday, snow likely with a high around 38 and north winds blowing at 5 to 15. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Mel is in the house, and we are talking about a big series coming up against Michigan State. But before we completely wrap up the Michigan series, a big alumni function down there that you attended in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, you know, and that's the one of the nice things about going on the road. We had one in Duluth. I had the opportunity to go over there and see a lot of our fans. We get a lot of support on the road, Dirk, and we had one at Notre Dame. I know they had a good turnout. And then in Ann Arbor, obviously, both Friday and Saturday nights, we had, we were represented very well down there. In fact, on Friday, you know, we could hear the Let's Go Huskies cheer drowning out the Let's Go Blue cheer. So that was great. But yeah, they had a function there, and I went and spoke on Saturday before the game. And what a great turnout. I think we had over 100 people at the Ann Arbor Brewing Company, and enthusiastic and very supportive, and, just a lot of alums and friends who are very proud of their connection to Michigan Tech. And I know it means a lot for our team to see people on the road like that. And, like I told them, you know, they should be proud of this team. Even though the L's and the W's aren't adding up right now, that they will, and this team will give them their best effort every night and to make them proud.
There also was a special Husky fan at the game, one of the games on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Brody Edelmacki, yep. I hope I pronounced that last name right, who's down in Ann Arbor, three-year-old, for some cancer treatment. And I've stayed in touch with his grandmother a little bit, but we had Brody to the game on Saturday night. He could only spend two periods there. I mean, it's a lot on him, but we want to, you know, do everything we can, and hopefully Brody had a good time and at least got to the rink and, got away from, you know, some of the things that are going on with him and had a nice night. So, our wishes go out to him and our prayers, and I hope he continues to get better. And I told him next time he gets up here, we'd love to have him do a game here at Tech.
And the guys must really enjoy that too, being able to kind of give back a little bit to somebody that's going through such a tough time.
Well, they are, and they haven't had the chance to meet Brody, and that's why hopefully when I know he comes up here from time to time, that our guys can actually have him in the locker room and meet him. And, you know, we think we have adversity. You know, we think we lose a couple tough games here or there, and we're going through a lot. Well, we're not going through a whole lot compared to what he is and his battles and his struggles and his fight. And that's some of the things we talk about, how fortunate we are to be able to play the game of hockey and represent a great school like Michigan Tech.
Well, okay, very good. So Michigan State coming up this weekend. We're going to say this a million more times before the end of the weekend. For the first time since Winter Carnival 1984, which, by the way, the Huskies swept in that series. But
Coach no pressure, right, Dirk?
Yeah. Coach Anastas is coming up with his team. They're 3-3 on the season right now. They're a very good hockey team. Obviously, an improving program right now.
Well, they are. I mean, Tom's in his, I believe, third year there also, just like I am. And, you know, he's been around the game a long time. He's a good coach. Obviously, they're 3-1 in their last four games, so they're starting to play much better. They've had a couple players out. One of them came back last weekend, so they're starting to get healthy, of course, right at the right time. but they'll be a challenge for us. I mean, another Big Ten team, another big program who recruit nationally and internationally. They have a Swedish player on their team that's pretty good. So it'll be a big challenge for us. But you know what? We're at home. And I think our guys are excited to be home again. We're home finally for 2 weeks. This is the first weekend of the season where we don't actually have to get on a bus and travel somewhere. It'll be nice. But you know, like I said, we're going to have to play with that same passion, that same intensity that we have through the first 4 weeks and not worry about so much about the goal scoring. Just play rock solid D and it'll come. But we're looking forward to playing Michigan State. Like I mentioned, I think we played them again.
It's one of the most times ever.
Times ever in the history of Michigan Tech hockey. I think it's Minnesota, Michigan, and Michigan State would be the three all-time that we played the most. So it's great to have them back on the schedule. We're going to make a return trip to Lansing, not next year, but the year after because of their schedule. So the fans, come on out and enjoy. This will be another great hockey game. They're a good team to play. They like to play the game, and they're a good, solid team, led by two pretty good goaltenders. So we'll have our work cut out for us this weekend, but I know we'll be excited and anxious to play Friday night in front of, we hope, another great crowd like we had a couple weeks ago against Northern Michigan.
Absolutely, and Yanikev, I think, is one of their goaltenders, right? And
Will Yanikev, yeah.
Yeah, he played on Sunday. He played yesterday in that 4-0 thumping of American International, but a tight game on Friday, 5-4, I think, was the
Yeah, but they were up 5-1 in that game,
right.
And I think AIC got a few goals in the third period to make it tight, and it looked like State just took their foot off the gas pedal there a little bit, but Hildebrand's their other goalie. They've been playing them both good goaltenders, and like I said, they've got a good, solid team. They're a Big Ten school. They've got a good budget. They can recruit wherever they want, and I believe they're going to charter up here, so we hope to get some snow and lots of snow and make it a real good experience for them up here in Houghton.
Very good. So the games are at 7:07 both Friday and Saturday night. There is a Blue Line luncheon at noon on Friday.
11:30, I believe.
Oh, 11:30, I'm sorry.
11:30 at the Begg Center, which is right in the back of the rink there, so we're going to hold it right in the Begg Center, and I'll be there, and we're going to have a couple of our players also there, so I encourage everybody to come on out, ask questions, have a nice lunch, and also get the opportunity to see the Begg. That's something we redesigned this summer, and it's fantastic. We got a lot of murals on the walls and a lot of pictures of some classic pictures of a lot of past players and celebrations and trophies, and some great pictures of John McGinnis, Coach McGinnis, in there. So come on out and have a meal, listen to the coach talk a little bit and some of our players, and get a chance to see the Begg.
By the way, the Blue Line Luncheon is sponsored by the new Coach's Corner Sandwich Shop, Sandwich and Coffee Shop up at the SDC, which is nice for you coaches.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah. And people in the SDC should go up there and visit, even if you're not. Grab a sandwich, a bowl of soup, or whatever. It's nice and convenient. I know I've been there many times, and they have a nice little spread there.
The mural is unbelievable. You were just talking about that. But really, I encourage people to come on down. I brought my son in there, a week ago or whatever. I didn't tell him about it. I had kind of forgotten to tell him about it. He walked in because he's been in there quite a few times, and he stopped. He just kind of looked around for a while, and I show him, there's Brendan's dad, Peterson, Brent, and all that, and the McKishes, and all, he was pretty impressed. And,
oh, yeah.
It's
Billy
really Terry, well done.
Yeah, Billy Terry to Mike Zoot.
That's right.
To George Lyle to Henry Ackerval is just some great pitchers and some great history of Michigan Tech hockey in that room. And it's like I said, people I think will really enjoy seeing it.
And David Johnston.
And bring your cameras. Yeah, bring your cameras and take pictures. Yeah, David Johnston. I don't know how he got up there so much.
Seven of the pictures.
He is pretty photogenic, I guess. So, and by the way, Dirk, we got those tickets too.
Yeah, we'll give away those. We'll take a quick break. Be back with some of your questions for Mel to answer. And we'll give away some tickets for the weekend too. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date? Don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams